चक्षुरक्षांसी स्त्रियशूद्राप्रजौकशः खगा मृगा पाप जीवा सन्ति ही अत्युपांगताः। ट्रांसलेशन बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। ओ माय फ्रेंड्स, ओ सन्स ऑफ डीमंस, एवरीवन इंक्लूडिंग यू द जक्षस एंड राक्षसस, द अनइंटेलिजेंट वुमेन शूद्रस एंड कावर मेन, द बॉट्स, द लोअर एनिमल्स and the sinful living entities can revive his original, eternal, spiritual life and exist forever simply by accepting the principles of Bhakti Yoga. But the devotees are referred to as Achyuta Gotra, or the dynasty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is called Achyuta, as indicated in Bhagavad Gita, Senayoru Vayoru Madhye Ratham Sthapayomi Achyuta. The Lord is infallible in the material world because He is the Supreme Spiritual Person. Similarly, the jivas, who are part and parcel of the Lord, can also become infallible. Although Prahlad's mother was in the conditional state, and was the wife of a demon. Wife of the demon, even Jakshas, Rakshasas, women, Shudras, and even birds and other lower living entities can be elevated to the Achyuta Gotra, the family of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the highest perfection. As Krishna never falls, when we revive our spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness, we never fall again to material existence. One should understand the position of the Supreme Achyuta Krishna, who says in Bhagavad Gita, janma karma mukta me divyam evam jo veti tasvatah tekta deham punar janma nayati mangeti. Arjuna, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities, doesn't, upon leaving this body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode. O Arjuna, one should understand Achyuta, the Supreme Infallible, and how we are related with Him. One should take to the service of the Lord. This is the perfection of life. Srila Madhvacharya says, Achyutatam Chyuti Varjanam. The word Achyutatam refers to one who never falls to this material world but always remains in the Vaikuntha world, fully engaged in the service of the Lord. दैतया दक्षरक्षांसी स्त्रिया शूद्रा ब्रजौकसा खगा मृगा पाप जीवा सन्ति अच्युतपांगता। हियर प्रह्लाद महाराज सेज टू हिज डिमोनियाक फ्रेंड्स, ओ माय फ्रेंड्स, एवरीवन इंक्लूडिंग यू द जक्षस एंड राक्षसस, the unintelligent women, Shudras and cowherd men, the birds, the lower animals, and the sinful living entities can revive his original, eternal, spiritual life and exist forever simply by accepting the principles of Bhakti Yoga. The Bhakti Yoga is so powerful. All can accept it. Jakshas, Rakshasas, unintelligent women, Shudras, birds, even lower animals, sinful living entities, can also revive their original, eternal, spiritual life and exist forever simply accepting principles of Bhakti Yoga. One question may be raised here. Alright. The Dakshas and Rakshasas, demons, unintelligent women, Shudras, coward men, they can accept Bhakti Yoga. If they can accept a bona fide spiritual master and will taught by him and under his guidance practice these principles of Bhakti Yoga, so they can attain this stage. You understand? Can be elevated to that Achyuta Gotra. But how is this? The lower animals, birds, lower animals and sinful living entities can revive their original eternal spiritual life and exist forever simply by accepting the principles of Bhakti Yoga. Can they understand? The lower animals, the birds, the sinful living entities, can they understand this Bhakti Yoga Tattva? This teaching is given only to human beings, not the others. And lower species, other than human beings, isn't it? Because their consciousness is very, very low, even covered consciousness. They cannot understand. How is that? Prahlad Maharaj says, even the birds, lower animals and sinful living entities can revive their original, eternal spiritual life. How is it?
For the lower species of life can revive the spiritual consciousness life just by sound vibration.
Sound vibration? What do you mean by that?
If any living, for example, animals or birds, if they can hear the sound, the main kirtan, mahamantra,
yes,
just by hearing that sound vibration, they can get spiritual benefit.
Spiritual benefit? That? Can they revive their original eternal spiritual life?
Yes.
How can? A dog can do?
Progressively maybe.
A hawk can do? Can a dog do? Can a hawk do?
No, in the very life, but progressively maybe.
Progressive? No, nonsense. They all are going in progressive way in this, what you say, the... Krama Vikash Pantha?
Krama Evolution.
Evolution process. All are going. Evolution process, you see. And at last they will become human beings. Then what is the benefit? If they will go in that evolutionary process. No. That's not the fact. They won't go. They won't undergo this evolutionary process. Immediately after that bath, they will become human beings and be bhaktas. You understand? That is the purpose of Prahlad Maharaj saying. You understand? Even the birds, lower animals, sinful living entities can revive the original spiritual life. If they are fortunate enough, they can hear if this sound vibration, transcendental sound vibration of Harinam, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This transcendental sound vibration can reach into their ears. You understand? They will be purified. You understand? And after the death, that means when their present body will be finished, the next life will be human life. And they will become bhakta. You understand? Become bhakta or devotees. But we have this instance, the dog of Sivananda Sen. You understand? Sivananda Sen had a dog. Though that soul was in dog species, dog's body, but was a great devotee. Because he was with Sivananda Sen. was a great devotee, very dear devotee of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Very great Vaishnava, elevated Vaishnava, isn't it? So, that dog was always hearing this kirtan that Sivananda Sen was doing and eating prasad. You understand? He was never going out and eating abominable things, stew, etc. Never. Only he was eating prasad. So he was a devotee. But by chance, in his previous life, he might have kept a dog, and when at the time of quitting the body, he might have thought of that dog, as Bharata Maharaj thought of the deer. So next birth was deer. Then similarly, that was the case. So those who are Vaishnavas, it is said that Vaishnava Paradukhi Dukhi. The Vaishnavas are very merciful to all living entities. You understand? Vaishnava could understand, and Vaishnava knows it very well, that all these are all Atmas, souls. They are all related, eternally related to Krishna. Isn't it? They are Krishnas. Isn't it? But they have committed, they have abused their minute independence and committed some sinful activities. Therefore, they are now in suspicious. So, I will shower my mercy upon them. I will deliver them. As if they will again revive their original consciousness and eternally related, that revive that eternal relationship with Krishna and be elevated to that state, that achyuta devotee. And Vaishnava does it. When Mahaprabhu came, you understand? When Mahaprabhu came here 500 years ago, he delivered one and all, even this lower species. You understand? When he was traveling through Jharkhanda forest, he could make this tigers, lions, deers, and birds, all the jungle animals, chant Hare Krishna and make them dance also. You understand? He has power, because he is the Supreme Lord, isn't it? Very wonderful power he had. He can do so. You understand? If some Vaishnava, like Sivananda Sen, will be so powerful, he can also do it. You understand? As Mahaprabhu did. He can also do it, if he is so powerful. Then spiritually, very powerful. It's not impossible on his part. That we say, that we sing, your song is there. Jata Vaishnava, Vrindavana Vasita.
Vrindavana Vasita Vaishnava
Rana.
Prathame Vandana Kari Savaracharan. Nilachala Vasita Mahaprabhu Rana. Bhumita Bodhyabandha Savarasharan. Navadipa Vasijata Mahaprabhu Bhakta Savarasharan Abandha Mayana Dakta.
Brahmanda Tarite Shakti Dhare Jane Jane. Ye Veda Purane Gunam Gaya Je Vasaru. You understand? You follow? Brahmanda Tarite Shakti Dhare Jane Jane. Ye Veda Purane Gunam Gaya Je Vasaru. It is there in that song. You know that song?
Yes.
You don't know it. Here, but you should sing it. Vrindavana Vasi Jato Vaishnavara Gona Prathame Vandana Kori Savar. You understand? You should sing it. Very nice song, written by Devakinandan Das, the Vaishnava. You understand? In that song it is stated ব্রহ্মাণ্ড তারিতে শক্তি ধরে জনি জনি সব বৈষ্ণব দে আর সো পাওয়ারফুল দ্যাট এভরি বৈষ্ণব ক্যান ডেলিভার দি হোল ওয়ার্ল্ড ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড হ্যাঁ এভরি বৈষ্ণব ক্যান ডেলিভার দি হোল ওয়ার্ল্ড ব্রহ্মাণ্ড তারিতে শক্তি ধরে জনি জনি এ বেদ পুরাণে গুণ গায় যে বা শুনে ইট ইজ অল সেইড ইন বেদ পুরাণ ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড অ্যান্ড ইফ ওয়ান হিয়ার্স দিস থিং হি উইল বি সো পাওয়ারফুল অলসো হ্যাঁ ইজ ওয়ান্ডারফুল দ্যাট ইজ স্টেটেড দেয়ার হ্যাঁ সো ওয়ান হু বিকম সচ এ পাওয়ারফুল বৈষ্ণব হি ক্যান অলসো ডেলিভার হ্যাঁ অল দিস বাট টু স্পিক অফ হিউম্যান বিংস যক্ষস অ্যান্ড রাক্ষস Even the lower species of life, grunts and birds and all will be delivered. It's such a path. That's what Prahlad Maharaj says, that all should be liberated to that Achyuta Gotra, because originally they are from Achyuta Gotra. You understand? Achyuta means infallible. Krishna is said as Achyuta. Senayaro bhaira madhya prasam sthapeo me Achyuta, Arjuna. Addressed Krishna as Achyuta. Because he is infallible. He'll never falls down here in this material world or existence. You understand? He is always, eternally, in his transcendental abode, or, in other words, in transcendental position. You understand? He is always there. Though he comes here, he descends here out of his causeless mercy to this material world to deliver the bhakta sadhus and to annihilate the miscreants. Jadad bhai dharmasya. Like Bhagavad Gita sloka, you may refer to it. You understand? But he never falls down. So you, being jiva and eternal part and parcel of that achyuta, you are also achyuta, isn't it? But you have fallen down here. You have forgotten that you are achyuta, eternal part and parcel of achyuta. You have fallen down from that position. Because by abusing your little minute independence and accepting Maya. Do you understand? But you can revive it. When lower species of life can revive, but to speak of the human beings. How can you do it?
By accepting the principle of
Bhakti Yoga. Yes. By accepting the principle of Bhakti Yoga means by accepting a spiritual master, bona fide spiritual master who is a great devotee, Paramahansa, pure devotee. Then stand. Who is as good as Lord Hari, Sakshat Dhari Svena, Samastha Sahasri. Then stand. Who is in the same platform with Hari. Then it will become Achyuta. You will come to this Achyuta Gotra. You understand? So when one accepts such a spiritual master and becomes Vaishnav, comes to this revived his Achyuta Gotra. You understand? So he should not again fall down. Should not again be Chyuta. Chyuta means fallible. You understand? Should not be Chyuta. Because it's Achyuta now. Do you understand? Prahlad should not. Because it's so powerful. This bhakti yoga process is so powerful. But our question is there. Why there are so many fall downs? Becoming Achyuta Gotra, accepting Achyuta Gotra, becoming Vaishnava and again fall down, become Achyuta. How is it? What answer can you give? Because they deviate from the principles of bhakti yoga. They deviate from the path, deviated from the path of bhakti yoga. And they committed that offense. Gurbhavagya, that we say. They disobeyed the order of their spiritual master. They committed that namapara. You understand? That's what they fall down. But no question of falling down at all. Because they have accepted us, Yukta Gosra. They have revived their original consciousness. If actually they have revived, you understand? If actually they have accepted that Achyuta Gosra, then no question of falling Achyuta. One should be very, very cautious. No, now I have accepted Achyuta Gosra. How can I be Achyuta? I should not. You understand? I should not. As you see, in Bhagavad Gita you will find Arjuna was a great warrior, Kshatriya. You understand? He had fought many battles in his life and was victorious, isn't it? He was never defeated. So when he came to fight with the in this Kurukshetra battle, Mahabharata Yuddha, Kurukshetra battle, and he saw his keen and keen on relatives, so delusion came up. So he said, Krishna, not to fight. No, they are my own relations. We have blood relationship. You understand? On friends, on relatives, kith and kin, sons, fathers, like that. How can I kill them? My spiritual master, my preceptor, Guru, Drona was there. How can I kill them? This is sinful activity. You see, I will go to hell. And the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna's saying was there. You understand? Then this is known as moha, delusion. So, Krishna advised him as his friend, Sakha. Oh, my dear friend, why are you lamenting? Anarja is a stone. He says, Anarja is a stone. Akirtikaram. Oh, Arjuna. Anarja is a stone. Akirtikaram. Kathome. This is your weakness of the heart, hudaya-darbalyam. You are such a great hero, Kshatriya, so famous, isn't it? And why such this weakness of heart entered into you? Isn't it very good thing on your part? It's an anarjya system. Those are anarjyas. They may be like that, lamenting. But you are Arjuna, such a great hero. Why such thing, this weakness of heart entered into you? You give up all this. You get up, fight. Just encouraging him. You understand? But Arjuna was so much aggrieved. No, I can't do it. Gandhiyam sansate hastat torteva paridayate. Oh, Arjuna, this Gandhiva bow is falling down, sleeping from my hand. I cannot get hold of it, you see. Whole body is burning. My body is burning. My head reeling. I cannot stand up. How can I fight? You see? Then Krishna Bhagavan says, you Arjuna, you are such a famous hero. All are praising you. If you won't fight, if you just go away and turning your back. You understand? Turning your back, it will leave this fighting. All will blame you. You understand? Ninda, blame you. Huh? It will be very much unbearable, intolerable on your part. It's even more than death. Can you tolerate it? It's more than death. You understand? Huh? That Krishna says. Study that verse. It's more than death. Can you tolerate it? Do you know that verse? You know? You don't know Sanskrit. What sort of wisdom you are? Vaishnava should know Sanskrit. It's good Sanskrit verse, authority. Vaishnavam sloka bhaktaram. The state has definition of Vaishnava. Who is a Vaishnava? Will quote Sanskrit verse, sloka, and explain it. Is Vaishnava. Do you understand? That verse is there in Bhagavad Gita. You may find out. I cannot recollect now. Do you understand? It is more than death, intolerable, unbearable. Do you understand that defamation or blame the others will do? You should not do it. Similarly, if someone has accepted Achyuta Gotra, do you understand? And again falls down, becomes Achyuta Gotra. Achyuta. It is a life more than death. Unbearable, unstellar. That I say. You understand? One should not do like that. One should be very, very cautious of it. No, I won't fall down. I'll keep up this position. Achyuta Gotra. You understand? In Srimad Bhagavatam, fourth canto, it is stated regarding Truth Maharaj. Sarvatras kalitadesa sapta dipeika danda dhrup annatra brahmana kulada annatra achyuta gotra ta. That word achyuta gotra is mentioned there. Fourth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 21st chapter, 12th verse. You understand? सर्वत्रास करिता आदेश सप्त दीपिक दंड ध्रुव अन्यत्र ब्राह्मण कुलाद अन्यत्र अच्युत गोत्र पृथ्वी महाराज वाज ए वेरी पावरफुल एम्परर एम्परर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड अंडरस्टैंड सो ही वाज रूलिंग ओवर वन एंड ऑल हिज एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन वाज देयर बट हिज एडमिनिस्ट्रेशन was not inflicted upon Brahmanas and Achyuta Gotriya Vaishnavas. You understand? Do you understand? That was not applicable for them. That is stated. Annatra Brahman Kulal Annatra Achyuta Gotra Ta. Here Achyuta Gotra. Those who are Brahmanas, they are Achyuta Gotriya. Achyuta Gotriya. And Vaishnavas are Achyuta Gotriya. Achyuta Gotriya, Achyuta Gotriya. Do you understand? Achyuta means fallible, Achyuta means infallible. The Brahmanas, so called Brahmanas are Achyuta Gotriya. But Vaishnavas are more than Brahmanas. So they are Achyuta Gotriya. Do you understand? If some Brahmana will accept a Vaishnava Guru and will be initiated by him, then he will become Vaishnava. He will come to Achyuta Gotra. From Achyuta Gotra, he will come to Achyuta Gotra. Do you understand? This word Brahmana comes from the word Brahma. Brahma Janati Brahmana. Do you understand? From Brahma, the word Brahma, this word comes Brahmana. One who knows Brahma, Brahma Tattva is Brahmana. You understand? What is Brahma and what is Brahmana? And the opposite word of Brahmana is Krupa. 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 You understand? means Sudra. Huh? Very narrow-minded. Kripa means narrow-minded is Sudra. You understand? The opposite word of Brahman. Brahman is broad-minded. You understand? And he knows Brahma-tattva. Brahmat brahmatvat brahma iti nigadyate shastra se. Brahmat brahmatvat brahma, that is brahma. That means brahma is great. Brahma shabde ishvara kahe swayam bhagavan mahaprabhu se. That is. And when he was discussing with Mayabadi, Sarvam Bhattacharya and that Saraswati, Prakashananda Saraswati in Kashi. They were stressing on Brahma, Brahma, Brahma. Do you understand? Then Mahaprabhu said, what is that Brahma? Brahma sabde ishvara kohe. Swayam Bhagavan Krishna.
Shastrir
Prama. Do you understand? Brahma means Bhagavan Krishna. Is great. But you never speak of that thing. He taught him. Do you understand? It's Bhagavat Brahmana Tvat Brahma. It's great. Spread everywhere, you see. Sarva Vyapaka is Brahma. It's Satchidanandamaya Vastu. Do you understand? Satchidanandamaya Vastu. That is Vishnu. Do you understand? So, one who is really Brahman, the Vaishnava is really a Brahman. Because he knows Brahma. He knows that Sadanandamaya Vastu. Vishnu. The devotee of Vishnu. So he is Vaishnava. You understand? You follow me? If someone becomes Vaishnava, doesn't know such great thing, Brahma. And Vishnu. How can he will be Brahmana? A Vaishnava is natural Brahman. You understand? Natural Brahman. Swabhavja Brahman. There are two Brahmanas, two kinds. One Jati Brahman and Swabhavja Brahman. Caste Brahman, Jati Brahman. You understand? Caste Brahman. They have no qualification Brahman, still they say, I am Brahman. Caste Brahman. But Vaishnava is natural Brahman. You understand? If such Brahman will become Vaishnava, then will real Brahman. Do you understand? Otherwise, this Brahma-jnana, this Brahmananta will be completely annihilated, destroyed by Mahakar. You know Mahakar? Great car. When Krishna manifests source, showed his universal form, such great youth, very fast. You understand? Very fearful. Even Arjuna was afraid, was fearful. He was trembling, he was so much in state of fearfulness. He was just folding his hands and bowing down. Agre paschate. Right side and left side. You understand? That is 11th chapter. You can see, Bhagavad Gita, 11th chapter. You understand? That is there. And he asked, Ka Bhavan Ugra Rupa? He asked, who are you such fearful? Who are you? Arjuna asked, Ka Bhavan Ugra Rupa? Who are you such fearful? Krishna was his Sakha, friend, he couldn't understand it. Krishna is like that. You see. Then he said, Krishna said, Kaalasmin lokakhyakrutra. I am Kaala. I have come to annihilate all these lokas. You understand? So that is known as Kaala, Mahakaala, who annihilates everything. You understand? If so-called Brahman cannot understand this Brahma-tattva, then his so-called Brahma-jnana will be annihilated, destroyed by that Mahakara. Understand? But the one who is really Vaishnava, Achyuta Gotriya, he won't be destroyed. There's a difference. You understand? Difference between Brahman and Vaishnava. Brahmanas are Achyuta Gotriya, whereas Vaishnavas are Achyuta Gotriya. You understand? Any question? Isn't it? These five brothers, Yudhishthira, Bhim, Arjuna, Nakul, Sahadeva, they are known as Pandavas because they are sons of Pandavas. So Pandavas. But Kaurava means those who come under this Kuru dynasty. Kuru means a famous king was there in that dynasty. Instead, as the dynasty of Ramchandra is known as Raghu Vansha, a famous king Raghu was there. Similarly, a king was there. His name was Kuru. So, he's very famous. So by his name, that dynasty is known as Kaurava Vansha. So both Pandavas and Kauravas, they belong to that dynasty. Because both Dhritarashtra and Pandu belong to that dynasty. All are Kauravas. Do you understand? But these five brothers specifically known as Pandavas.
Why?
They are Kauravas still. But this is specifically known as Pandavas, very famous. You understand, Panduputra 5. And Arjuna, I mean, say, you'll find in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has addressed Arjuna, O Kuru Nandan. Why he says Kuru Nandan? In descendants of Kuru. You understand? So this is Kaura. O Kuru Shrestha, Kuru Nandan, these words are mentioned there, addressing Arjuna. So Arjuna was also descendant of Kuru, Kauravas. But they are specifically known as Pandavas. You understand? But and the sons of Dhritarashtra, they are known as this father's name, they are known as Pandavas, they are known as Dhritarashtri. Dhritarashtri. You understand? That one is theirs. But they are 100 in number, so all of them are Kauravas. And their brothers. They are fighting. The brothers are fighting with one another. You understand? So Kaurava means both Pandavas and Kauravas. They are all Kauravas. They come under that Kuru Vansha. But these five brothers are special, known as Pandavas. Still they are Kauravas. Arjuna said, Kuru Nandan, Kuru Shrestha. Why he said? Because he comes under that dynasty. You understand? I forgot to tell that thing yesterday. I remember. I'll clarify your doubt nicely.